Amen. We don't belong in this place, you guys, do we? That's why you feel a little awkward sometimes. Have a seat in his presence. Listen, I love the little Facebook page that Rick put on for tonight about being refreshed. And I pray that tonight you are refreshed. And when you come in here on Wednesday nights, God just touches you with a refreshment. I just saw Action News vehicle down the street. I guess they were headed that way. So bridges are in trouble around here, you guys. Thank you so much. We'll get right into prayer here in a minute. But I do want to talk to you about a great privilege and honor that we have, even above, well, shoot, I shouldn't say above prayer, but something that is so added to our lives, and it's called the anointing. Can I just not even scratch the surface, but just talk to you a tad about the anointing that is upon your life and my life. The people of God, it's on our life. So let's go to Psalms 92 and look at this. I'm going to take you to about three or four portions of Scripture, Kathy. Let's do Psalms 92 and verse 10. Brother Chris, Art and Lynn, Sarah and Chris, I appreciate you guys so much. Amen. Amen. And Dee is out with the kids. They went out, took a little refreshment at one of the restaurants for the kids tonight. And it's so sweet that Gabby took our kids. I mean, I think she brings her little grandchildren, but just our Ainsley and Parker, and took them in the toddler's room just to give them a little refreshment too. So I want to appreciate her. And Roman, you're always back there, brother. He's in the back 40. Well, you know what he's doing? He's looking after us. He's taking care of us just in case somebody comes through the back door. Would you give Brother Roman a big thank you today? And, of course, I want to thank our ushers, and I want to thank you, Robert, for filling in the gap tonight in two places on sound and camera for Rick. And, Kathy, you're a treasure. Thank you for always being with us. Amen. Psalms 92 and verse 10. Look at this. David says this, but my horn, oh, God, you have exalted like a wild ox. That animal was full of strength and full of power. He says, I have been anointed with fresh oil. It's not rancid. It's not old. It's fresh. And God never will allow our oil to get old. If we stay in his word, read his word, and continue our talking and communication with him, keep communication between him and you open at all times. Now, you know, I've been pastoring a long time. I've been in the altars a long time, almost 50 years. And I'm just telling you, I've watched communication gaps between husbands and wives destroy marriages. And if there's not communication between the people of God and the pastor, it destroys churches. And between you, just all kinds of stuff. So communication is so important. And we want to keep our anointing with, as David said, that sweet, fresh oil. Look at verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In Lebanon, I'm telling you, that cedar is the largest, hardest, most enduring tree in Israel or the Middle East. And the palm trees, and I understand them because I have some in my front and backyard, and they're messy. They drop pods all over the place, but their roots go so strong. I mean, their roots go so deep in the earth. And I don't know if it's true or not, but they say however deep the palm tree's roots go, that's how tall the palm tree is. And you watch, they just, even in Hawaii, you watch them, they just bend like this when the wind blows. I've watched them bend, but they never break. I haven't seen mine break anyway. So he said, the righteous, that's us, we flourish like palm trees, and we grow up like the cedar, a strong, strong people, full of faith and full of spirit, and we go through stuff that a lot of people could never go through. Those who are planted where? I love this. Are you reading with me? Verse 13. Read it out loud. Those who were planted in the house of the Lord. We're planted here. You guys are here on Wednesday night. Brother Roman and Dee live out there in Tarabella. And I just want to make sure that they weren't flooded tonight. And I got a few calls. I won't be here. And so I called him. I said, Brother Roman, are you guys coming? Are you going to be there tonight? How's it looking out there? Are you guys flooded in? Oh, no, Pastor, we're good. We're good. See, he could have used excuse like some. Oh, you know, the water's big. But he said, no, well, we're coming, Pastor. We're coming. Dee's got the kids out there. No, I'll be there. Mom's not, but I'll be there. Why? Because he's flourishing in the courts of the Lord. I mean, he's a part. We're just here. Portia and Mike, they're like, I think I called it the other night, Boudreaux, what do I call it? No, not the Uber. I've got a different name for you now. All those people living in there with you right now. Well, you know, it's like the armory, huh? The people's taking, those that don't have a place are going down the armory. They're going to the college. Refuge. See, you all can't remember either. You just can't come up with that word. So I'm feeling really good about now. Anyway, evacuation. The Boudreaux evacuation house. Okay, they've got some of the family over there. But look, they're here. They're here. Now, sometimes they can't get here because they're Ubering or whatever. But we could have probably all said something like that. But see, you're a part. And I love that. He said, you'll flourish in the courts of our God. They shall steal. Well, look at this. It's getting sweeter all the time as I get older. They shall bear fruit in old age. If you want to know what that means, ask Art. And he'll tell you what it feels like to bear fruit in old age. Is it awesome? Yeah, get better all the time, isn't it? And they shall be, look at this, and they shall be fresh. Not warmed over, not old, not burnt out. He said, no, because you're in the house of God and you got my oil on you. You have my anointing. No, you're going to be fresh. You're going to be in the house of the Lord. You get old. No, you're not going to quit bearing fruit. You're going to just keep on bearing fruit. You'll be fresh, and he didn't just say fresh, but he said flourishing, abundantly, prospering. I like that. Verse 15, to declare, why? He said, oh, I want you like that. I want my people anointed. I want you full of oil. I want you flourishing. I want you to have a testimony. Why? So that you can declare that the Lord is upright. He could have said that you could declare that the Lord is good. David says, he is my rock. And there's no unrighteousness in him. And so if there's no unrighteousness in him and he's anointed us, then we're righteous too. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, what did Psalms 23 and 5 says? Lord, you anoint my... First of all, he said, you've prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Now, because you're anointed, certain things that you will say or do at work or with people you're with or family or friends, sometimes your oil will get over on them. Tanya, you're in a place right now, honey, after losing your son, and that was such a crisis, that your oil will get on your friends. It just will. When Rick and Jamie passed, my mother and her husband were at Pismo Beach or somewhere, and so she got the call, and I don't know if they told her really what happened, but she came home, and, you know, we just expected her to fall apart when she heard about Jamie and Rick. And when she got there, she did. She started to cry, and first thing she wanted to know is how we were. And they said, oh, you won't believe it. She's good. And when I can't remember if she came to my house or I went to hers. She probably came where we were. And you know what? The only thing I could explain, and he gave it to me then. He gave that scripture to me right then, that he had already anointed my head with oil, and my cup ran over on my mother. I mean, it just ran over on her. And you know what, Teresa? She was just fine. I was fine, so she was fine. Now, you know, when you say you're fine, you're just, I was just happy that I could walk and talk without him, that I could eat food, and I could laugh. You know, I was just happy I could survive. So, man, I thought, this is good for me, Lord. I can't even believe it. And so he anointed my head with oil. Now, that's pretty severe, but I'm just telling you, there's always an oil for anything that you're going through. Anything, anything, anything. For it to run over. And then if you know what? If you feel like you're about a quart low on oil, there's times where you can get around another brother or sister. And guess what? You can get around a pastor friend, or I was talking to a pastor on the phone last night, and just talking with that pastor from Fresno, his oil just came on over on me. I could just feel his cup running over. I could feel my cup running over. You get with the saints of the Lord, and you know what I'm talking about. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful thing how God did that for us. All right. I don't want to talk too long on this because, again, you know, this is just too deep to go too far with it. But let's go to 1 John 2. 1 John 2 is way back over there by Revelation. You get to 1 John, 3 John, 2nd, 3rd. And then you go right into Revelation. So go way back there because I want you to see this in 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse 18, 19, and 20. Kathy, you got that for me? Look at this. Little children, I love it because God spoke to the prophets and they talked to us like that. They would call us beloved or little children. But look at 1 John 2, 18. Little children, it is the last hour. Somebody say amen. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now, that was happening then, 2,000 years ago. And they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out and that they might be manifest, and none of them were of us. They weren't of us. They weren't with us. But look at verse 20. Look at verse 20. But you, if Jesus was standing here, he would say the same thing. If John the prophet was standing here, he'd say the same thing. But you, Landmark, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You say, oh, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you go to his presence, you may not hear him speak to you at that moment when you're in prayer, but I just want to promise you that as the days go on and when that time comes up, you'll have your answer. Nobody had to tell you that answer. I'm telling you, there's been times in the church where you would have a couple who were living together or somebody's smoking pot or whatever, and they came in and got saved, and I didn't even mention that. I hadn't even talked about that. You know, and usually you do. You know, there's people that'll get mad at you when you mention something they're doing because they think you're all up in their business and after them. Not, you know what? 10 times out of 10, you don't even know or you're not even thinking about it. But when I tell people they're going through a divorce, I said, now listen, honey, look, I know you know that I know you all have gone through the fires in your marriage. But now I cannot not talk about staying married. You know, don't think I'm throwing things at you when I talk about that. And if you're doing this and you know I know. Well, if you've had an abortion, I still want to talk to our young ladies not to do it. It's hurtful. So, you know, there's just times that people will try to throw things off, get mad at you, whatever. But the word has to be preached, church. But there's sometimes that he just takes care of it. Like I said, you did mention a thing, and they're like, the Holy Spirit grabbed me and anointed me. And now we're going to get married, or we're going to do this, or I'm laying that pot down, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. But look at 1 John 2 one more time, 18. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know some stuff. I've not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Did you know it? All right, I want you to look at verse 27. This is really heavy right here. But the anointing which you have received from him, the Holy Spirit, abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Now that word anointing, I learned this years ago from O'Finnis Dake that translated the Dake Bible. That word anointing means ointment. It's like heavy perfume. And what the old shepherds used to do is take this heavy oil that they called ointment, and it was like a sweet oil, a real heavy oil. It was like a sweet oil. And they would rub it all over their sheep in the summer when the flies would come all over the sheep. And when the flies would get near that sheep, the oil, they would just slide right off, or they would get off. They couldn't stay where the oil was. Now, I'm telling you this tonight because I want us to all understand. You know, John was saying, look, we're in a bad day because the antichrists are everywhere. And they are rising up. I know there's a big one coming. He may already be here. He's born. He's probably on the earth. Who knows? But there's many of them around. And there's a lot of lies, and there's a lot of filth, and there's a lot of untruth, and there's a lot of false prophets. And so we've got to know and understand to keep our oil fresh, and that every one of us have this ointment. And Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, spread this ointment on our hearts, and not only on our hearts, but in our minds, so that when these dead flies come at us and try to steal from us, they'll just have to fly away. They'll just have to get away from us because of this ointment. He said, oh, no, you've got it. The anointing which you receive from him, it abides in you. Can I show you what I was just talking about? Kathy, I don't know if I gave you Ecclesiastes, but let me jump way over here. This is something that I preach. If you've ever heard my perfume sermon that I got years ago at some women's retreat in Arizona, I think, when the Lord gave me that sermon on the perfumes. Might need to do that again. That's a really good message. Maybe you've never heard it. But I want you to see this. And I think this is how I... Oh, here it is, 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Look at this. Look. Dead flies. Somebody say dead flies. Putrefy the perfumer's ointment. Now, the old King James calls it an apothecary. An apothecary was one who made great perfumes. A high-dollar perfume, a really good perfume that's really strong and stays with you all day, or men, your cologne, they say it has about 300 fragrances in it to make it really good. But it says, but if you get dead flies into that perfume of the apothecary, it can cause it to putrefy, it will putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. So dead flies that come and try to gather on us and get in our minds and disappoint us and discourage us and take us down, and all those things that hell tries to do to us, they're dead flies, and they'll try to get your ointment to smell bad and be putrefied. But I want to tell you tonight, God has that ointment that he's prepared for every one of us, and he has put it on us. in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm going to give you one more. Go to 2 Corinthians 1:20, and we'll quit right here. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who established us, now we're in 1 Corinthians 1:21 now. Now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us a spirit in our hearts and given us, the spirit in our hearts as a guarantee, or he has totally sealed us. So let it be known to the people of God tonight that God has anointed us. He has anointed us by his spirit. We are no less anointed than King David. We are no less anointed than Paul. And the only reason we may not be, and I say we are, is because you don't know it. You don't know it, but now you know it. If you didn't know it, you know it now. We talk about the anointing, but all of us have it. We all have that ointment to keep these things off of us. But see, Satan doesn't want us to carry that oil because it'll get rid of him. So, Father, we praise you tonight for the oil of gladness. You said sweet, that ointment. Mr. Dake said that it's like sweet oil, sweet oil. And the apothecary of Ecclesiastes says it's like a perfumed oil, that we put off a perfume. But Satan wants those dead flies to come, so we put off a bad perfume. But you said, no, I've given you a good perfume. I've given you a good odor. I've given you a good smell. And so go out into the work way and go out into your family way. Lord, help us with all of our quirks and our weaknesses and our character flaws and the old nature from our families. And I pray, Lord, that you will cause us to rise up, to be a smell in this community. And even when we go to Save Mart or Walmart or Target or Macy's or wherever we go, they'll say they're one of them. They're one of them. That girl at the counter, the man where you say, excuse me, where is the bread? He'll say, oh, I don't know. There's something about you. I believe you can help me. That man or that young person walks up to us at Walmart, has no idea who we are, and says, excuse me, I'm bound by drugs and alcohol, but I believe that you can help me. I don't know why, but I just kind of feel like you can help me. That's because we're yours, Lord. That's because we're anointed. So, Lord, I praise you. We're going to now walk around here or sit in our seats or kneel down or lay on the floor. We're just going to talk to you. And I thank you. I want you all to praise him, thank him, and tell him to oil you down tonight. Lord, just oil us real good. Oil us real good. In the name of Jesus, we're just the sheep of your pasture. We don't claim to be anything else but the sheep of your pasture. Lord, we are in the courts of the Lord. We're in the house of God. You said we would flourish like palm trees and cedars. So, Lord, we expect to do just that. Just that. In the name of Jesus. Would you get up with me and come and pray or sit there and pray or whatever you can do to pray. Come on, we got 20 minutes or so. Let's just seek the Lord and come after that oil and come after that anointing. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Why would you choose a people like us to love and make us in your image, that our men would look like you? That you would take us out of that first man and then take us out of Jesus and put Jesus in us. Oh, Lord, you're so good. So good, so good. We praise you. We praise you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for the ointment. Thank you for the ointment. Thank you for the perfume. If we could get a little praying music and pull the lights down a bit.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Or also, their homes are in danger. You may know Clara's sister. Most of you know Clara, Portia's sister. And then I just heard that Avila, Stacy's house, they live in Bellman Bob's little ranch house out there, and it's all sandbagged, in danger. Gina's right across the street, her and Loretta Mass, where Loretta and Ed used to live, and that place is flooded from the river. I thought maybe just from the rain, but when I say flooded, the homes aren't. Yeah, it's coming up out of the drains. I guess they were clogged. And so the streets, Arnie sent me these pictures, and then Gina just sent me one before church. And it's just, they've got Olive Street closed off, so they can go in through, Westwood's closed off into the entrance of the mobile home park, so they have to go in through Olive Street side. So probably many more people than I know. I believe the sheriff himself and his family are up the Triple R with Chris and Carrie, and they have electricity. They're not flooded, but electricity and water, they're not flooded. It's really bad, and the reservation road is closed off, so those poor Indians are up there stuck. I don't know if they're out yet. David and the firemen, there were many of them out there, and last night I heard your son, our sheriff, saying that they had all night long, it was dark, and they had to go knock over on 100 doors, over 100 doors they knocked on and said, you got to get out, you got to evacuate. And David said they were pulling homeless people and their dogs off the river out there behind Jenny Lynn's restaurant. Well, man, we need to pray for these people. It's amazing because, you know, you see these things not advertised, but you see it on the news in other areas, and they'll talk about, you know, this city is underwater, and you think the whole town is. Well, look at us. We're safe, and our homes are safe, most of us. And they're just devastated out there on the east side. And I heard, I don't know, but I heard that the golf course is totally underwater. Did you hear that? It's gone. Really? Ooh. Whoa. Art, did you have your hand up? Okay. Yeah, Chris. Strathmore's bad too. Wow. Well, I'm glad we're talking about it. Give us more to pray about, because we don't know if we don't talk about it. In Jesus' name, Father, come on, stand with me. Lord, you know people that we haven't even mentioned and I haven't heard from. So, Father, there's people that haven't notified us that may be in trouble, but they just haven't said anything. But, Lord, these that we're talking about tonight, oh, God, save their homes. And, Lord, I pray that you would just bless the sandbags that are there that are protecting some. And, Lord, if the water has come in, I pray you'll give them wisdom and bless the insurance companies to help them. Bless the state, Lord, somewhere to get that help that they need, but keep them all safe. We ask you to keep them and the children and their animals safe. Loretta Bowen and Debbie and Lloyd Bowen, Lord, keep them safe. Their horses were in water up to their stomachs. And Lord, we didn't even know if they were going to be saved, but they are. And I thank you for that. We ask you to rescue the reservation people, Lord. Rescue those that are there, Lord. I thank you for the food that's at the casino. I'm sure the casino is helping so much as they can. Father, I thank you that most of them have good off-road vehicles to help them get through. And so, Lord, we bless them. In Jesus' name, we pray. So keep everybody safe and sound. The mobile home park across the street, we bless them in the name of the Lord. I pray that you will cause that water to dissipate. In Jesus' name. And Lord, give our bridge structures, give them strength. As David said, like a wild ox, let them stand in strength. Do not let them cave in. Lord, build them up in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we praise you. Give us all wisdom. Show us what to do. What can we do to help, Lord? What is our part? What is our part? What should we do? Food, blankets, clothing, money? Father, we'll decide. We'll get some information by Sunday, and we'll know what to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Well, thanks for being here tonight and for being faithful in Jesus' name. Pat, again, good to see you. The Lord bless you and keep you. And all those out there, bless them and keep them. Lord, cause your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them. Turn your face toward them and give them peace. In Jesus' name, amen.